Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And again, this is another wonderful evening of healing, so just stay on the line. And like usual, we activate the light beam that's on my homepage on Don's website here. So what I'd like you all to do is to go to Creation Light Ship Healing and just click on that. And then you're going to be seeing the time and schedules of my programs. And underneath that is that little blinking flower, and then underneath that is a light beam. So if you can, just tune into her, and then also get a glass of water. In fact, maybe get two glasses of water. We'll do two waters for you tonight so you can feel the vibration changes in the water and also be able to sample the energy of the light beam. So I'll ask my co-host to come on, Sylvia. So are you there, Sylvia?
I am here. Hello, Ron, and hello and welcome to all of our listeners today. We're so happy that you're here with us. And as Ron said a moment ago, this show is all about healing, and we bring you live healing sessions in every show. So I encourage you now to sit back, relax, breathe, and spend the next hour doing something wonderful for yourself and for the people that you love. So Ron and the light beings from the Creation Light Ship will be facilitating many healings today, including a trauma and chakra clearing, a physical healing on the Creation Light Ship, and divine energy healings. So please stay with us for these healings throughout the hour. And if you have a question that you'd like to ask Ron about the Creation Light Ship or about the types of healing sessions that Ron offers privately, or about Ascension, we welcome you to call in during the first half an hour of the show, and we'll be happy to answer those questions for you. And today, our subject for this broadcast is walking with your spirit. We live in times that tend to pull us out of our hearts and into our heads, and that tend to reinforce fear-based consciousness instead of the higher consciousness of love and peace. Making the individual choice to come from a place of love in everything that we do and say requires that we are in touch with our own divinity, our own spirit selves, and that we stay connected to the divine through our spirit and our heart centers as we walk through our lives. So, Ron, can you please tell us more about the teachings of the Creation Light Ship, why it is so important to them that we come to understand our own divinity, and then lead us into our first healing session?
Well, you almost said it all right there. So anyway, yes, you want to always come from your heart center, get out of your head, get out of the ego. There's a phrase on the old rock and roll song by Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. You know, is your shadow taller than your soul, you know? Well, for most people, it probably is. So what you want to do is just kind of come from the heart-based energy. Go into your heart. Live your life there if you possibly can. It is difficult, I know. But at least connect there to get your guidance. And that's the main thing. You want to get your guidance from your own individual spirit and not go out into the mental realms and to do that. Because no book will ever tell you what your spirit can tell you. And no teachings of anybody can help you out. You know, it's all an inward journey. And the journey isn't that hard to do. We're going to do that for you right now. We're going to do some entity clearing. I always do this on the shows. Entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they're just all around us here. They have never got released totally. So they'll come into you and set you off your spiritual path. Your spiritual path is not what people normally think it is. Remember, your spirit only works in the now, and the light only works in the now. So from each moment in time, it's a new now. And you know that you're in the now with your spirit working through you, as you, is when you're, you know, doing something and time just stops. You're enjoying what you're doing and time stops. Then you're in communion with your spirit. If you're not in that situation, then you're being run normally by external forces, you know, which is the day-to-day grind, the 9-to-5 job. Unless you really happen to love what you're doing, and then time stops at that point too. But when you're actually in time is when you're not connected to your spirit under most circumstances, okay? I won't say it's 100%, but, you know, when you're thinking about stuff and doing things, then at that point you're very busy and your mind takes over, and you want your heart to take over. So I always say for most people, you know, and we're all in that same situation, that we're not in our heart completely. And we come from a reactive mode instead of a creative mode. So as long as you're being reactive, then you're not with your spirit. And life on this planet is not an easy one, believe me, and we all know that. But the whole thing is to come from your spirit energy, to be connected to the divine, which is who you are. So I'm doing some entity releasing now to get you more in your body. And then we're going to do the dropping down from your consciousness into your heart. And this I do on each show normally. And this is to help you out. This is one of the few tools that I teach people, which is probably the most important thing. And this should be taught by all religions. So if you happen to go to a church, you might just say, hey, minister or rabbi or whoever, you know, I heard this person on the airwaves here talking about doing this here. Can you please do this for the whole congregation? Because this is what your whole teaching is about, is to go into your heart. And they may be able to hear you possibly. I'd like them all to hear you. But when that happens, you see, at that point, they're out of the control mode because then you're going with your heart energy. And when you're going with your heart, then all of a sudden you may not need their church any longer. But so it might not be to their best advantage. But if they are open, then have them do this for each church service. Get into your heart center. Go within. Take the time to do this here. And most churches, you know, do meditations, and typically most meditations, you go out of your body, which you don't want to do. Then you can get entities coming into you because your spirit is supposed to protect your body from energies coming into you. And when you give it the chance to leave, it will definitely want to go because it's been traumatized here. So, you know, you're given a free rein to take off. So you want it to be with you, have it help you, command it to help you, and this is how these healings normally work with you. So we're going to bring more of you back to your body, and since your spirit left in trauma and pain and fear, anxiety, etc., anything that is in judgment, your spirit will leave you. Remember, you want to be in discernment, and that's the difference between judgment. You'll go, well, how do I get out of judgment? You know, always having to see if I have to run, you know, stop at a stoplight or if I have to go here or there. Well, the whole thing is discernment, being in neutral and just watching and then making your decision from that point as opposed to fear. So here comes more of your spirit into your body, and I'll count to 10. And just sit back and relax. Your spirit will normally come in through your crown chakra, or it can come in through your heart center, but it's up to how your spirit chooses to do this for you. So I never instruct a spirit, which is more wiser than I would be, you know, in this 3D realm here. So it has the information that it needs to connect with you, and it knows spiritual law. So here we go. It's coming into your body now, your own personal spirit, more parts of you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do some more entity clearings, and you should feel a little heavier in your body. And a way to tell if you're in your body or not, or to be more in your body, let's put it that way, is to like give yourself a little pinch. And just do it slowly. You know, you don't want to cause physical pain. But at some point, your spirit will realize that your body has a problem because you are getting like a pain message sent out. And it will say, oh my God, I got to come back to this body because the body could be in danger. And maybe the pain will get worse and worse and worse, like having your hand like in a vice or something, and it has to come back to give you guidance. But then if it's too painful, it'll leave. So just give yourself a light little pinch. You know, realize that you're becoming more conscious each time you pinch yourself. And that's because your spirit has to come back to check out your body to protect it. So that's a little tool for everyone there. And here comes more of you in your body now. So here you come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you're all feeling very good. It feels like you're about 45% in your body, which is a great number. Most people are 20%, so 45% is beautiful. And here we go again. Doing some more entity releasing here. And you may feel energies leave your body. If you have any aches or pains in your body, entities come to that area also because they want to have healing and also take your life force energy because your body's now going through a healing process, and that's free energy for it. So this is how, you know, these things work. They don't live on spirit energy from your own spirit, although they run the energy from it. And so they're not really attaching to your spirit, but they're using the energy of life force coming into you. So here we go. Coming in some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. How's that feel, Sylvia?
That's feeling very good to me.
Great. Okay. And so what we're going to do now is another exercise. So we're going to now go from your waking consciousness, maybe your ego, your personality, thoughts that you have, the parts that control your body, whatever that would be, and you're going to be dropping that down to your heart center. So if you want to just visualize, and this is not a meditation, so just kind of visualize, if you would, an elevator. You know, they normally have little triangles going down, and visualize the one on your forehead is the 10th floor, and the first floor is in your heart center. We're going to connect your awakening consciousness to that heart center where your spirit resides in you. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, going down. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we'll do this again for you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. You're feeling very good. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There you go. So now you're going to be able to connect to your own spirit. This is what you're supposed to be connecting to when you do meditation to get your guidance. I don't recommend going out of your body to look around. You can have everything brought to you. So just kind of ask to have information brought to you, to yourself, without going outside of your body. And you should feel like your thinking process is now in your heart center. Remember, you can ask to have like ears on your heart and a mouth on your heart, so you're only hearing and speaking divine truth. And your spirit will protect you from energies that, or information, we'll use that terminology, that would be harmful to you. So it can block that out for you and tell you that this is not what you want to do or something. So there are a lot of attunements out there that people are having at this time, and a lot of those are not always proper for anyone, because they're connected to the dark side sometime on higher dimensions. So you want to always go within and ask your spirit if this is okay for you to do. So how are you feeling, Sylvia?
Very good. It's very peaceful to be centered in your heart, and it kind of takes away that frantic feeling that you sometimes have, or the feeling that you're wondering what to do or how to handle this or that. And when you're centered in your heart and you're in communication with your spirit, the answers just come naturally. So it's a beautiful place to be. And as far as our next healing goes, I think we talked earlier about possibly doing a trauma clearing. Can you talk to us about that?
Yes, that's fine. So what we're going to do is a trauma clearing. So we're going to go to each chakra. It's only about 1% of what the light beings do for you, but for us to communicate something happening here, we use the chakra system, which is known by most people now. And so just going to sit back and relax, and we're going to release traumas from you for the last 20 days. So if you've had any situations that really upset you or caused trauma, we'll help you with this right now. So here we go. And many of you help Sylvia to keep track of the day. Sometimes I go out of my body instantly and come back, and it's a little bit just disconcerting if I don't know where I am. So here we go. So first day back, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third day back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Fifth, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Sixth, a lot of energy on that day. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Seventh, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Eighth, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Nine, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. 10, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 11, sixth third, fifth third, fourth third, third third, second third, first third, 12, sixth third, fifth third, fourth third, third third, second third, first third, 13, sixth third, fifth third, fourth third, third third, second third, first third, 14, sixth third, fifth third, fourth third, third third, second third, first third, 15, sixth third, fifth third, fourth third, third third, second third, first third, 16, sixth third, fifth third, fourth third, third third, second third, first third, 17, sixth third, fifth third, fourth third, third third, second third, first third, 18, sixth third, fifth third, fourth third, third third, second third, first third, 19, sixth third, fifth third, fourth third, third third, second third, first third, and 20, sixth third, fifth third, fourth third, third third, second third, first third. Well, there we go. So, how are you feeling, Sylvia?
Very relaxed and very peaceful and at ease.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you should feel that way typically. Most people, I feel very relaxed myself. At times during these healings, I'm on a light ship also doing them, so I don't have complete 100% consciousness here once in a while. That's why I mentioned about going out of my body. I'll do it just momentarily and then come back again quickly. So here we go. We're going to do a water charging for all of you. So I'd like you just to go to that light beam on the computer screen right now. And like I mentioned, just go to today's date and click on Creation Lightship Healing and then scroll down a little ways and see this beautiful light beam there. And we're going to start to energize her right now. So you can just kind of watch her and also have your two containers of water. We're going to do two different light beams. We'll just see who wants to come in at this time. But right now this one's coming in and she's very, very beautiful. And there we go. That's feeling good on my end here. Looking very nice. A lot of heart energy coming out right now. A lot of divine love. And she'll fill your whole room full of this here, and you may feel your heart opening up. This is why I did the procedure to put you into your heart center. And this connection that you have now is permanent. So you should be able to go there if you practice this quite easily. So this is, like I said, like a tool that you have to use, and you can always go now to your heart. Sometimes you have a hard time finding their heart center, and now you have that channel created for you, so it'll be instantaneous for you to go into your heart center.
Ron, can you talk a little bit for anybody who's tuning us in with us for the first time who might not know what the Creation Lightship is or who the light beings are, and that might give them a little bit more understanding of who's coming into their monitor here?
Oh, that's good. Okay, the Creation Lightship is creation itself. It's the energy that created the universe. It comes here once every 2,000 years. Last time it was here was when Jesus walked the earth to do his ascension healings and teachings. That's why he showed up here, to advance humanity so that they could take their bodies with them to a higher consciousness. And this also happens at other times, too. You probably have noticed other races that have left the planet. You may see evidence of that when people do their different geological digs. They find houses or artifacts, et cetera, but they don't find any bones of people. And those races have actually left the planet through the ascension process. But what it is, since we're at the end of the 2,000-year cycle now, and most people know about the 2012 shift that's happening, and it could be that time, it could be after that, it could be before that. I don't have any information on when it's going to be exactly. But everybody knows that something is happening. And this year is a universal shift. At that time, the whole universe becomes dematerialized, and the light can actually then collect all of its creations back to itself, in a sense, and the negativity completely drops away, and then everything gets rematerialized instantly. And if you choose to move on to a different dimension, you can. If you choose to be in the same dimension that you're in now, you can also do that, and then you have a choice of where you'd like to go to. And this choice was available 2,000 years ago, except there wasn't enough humans on the planet that were awakened to do this ascension, so the Earth Spirit decided to do another round of its same old growth of where it was on its spiritual path, as to do it another 2,000 years. This time it's not going to do that. It's leaving. So you have the opportunity to go with the earth spirit if you choose to. This means taking your body with you to a higher consciousness. So this is really a gift for your body. And you have to do the work to clear out your emotions so that you can be fully into your body. That's the reason why you're not in your body, is from the emotions that are stored in you, all these densities that have accumulated through all your past lives. And these are genetic past lives, not necessarily spirit past lives. So that's the most important thing, is to do this. So the light ship is here to do this work. It'll be here just for a short time to help people. And you can contact me. I'm the ambassador for the light ship. I'm actually the doctor on the light ship that helped Jesus when he was here 2,000 years ago. So I'm back again this time. Instead of being in a life form like Jesus, I'm just here doing healings. So I'm only doing part of the mission here. So if you wish to connect, just give me a call. And, you know, we do this show here, and we do some healings on it. But the most important thing is to do your emotional clearing. So the light fee now is, which I charge $5 for each year of your life. Take your age times 5. And that's what I charge. It takes about an hour to do. And that will help you greatly get into your body. And that's what you need to have, you know, to be in your body, to do this, the ascension process. So the light beam now is completely charged up. You should probably see your eyes glowing. The colors sometimes radiate different colors around your auric field, those light rays. Should become, more three-dimensional looking. So, and the energy is just very, very loving as it's connecting to you. So what I'd like you all to do now is to get your first container of water, a glass of water, and put it in front of you, and put one hand on each side of it. And she's going to run this beautiful energy of her into you, and it will be special divine water for you to drink right now. And then we'll do a second glass, and you may want to drink that tomorrow. So here we go. Or you could drink it the same day, too. It would be fine. Or put some in your bath water. And here we go. It's starting to be energized. You may feel your hands kind of buzz and tingle. I have my water in front of me, too, and I'm doing the same thing that you are. And she's now energizing this here. How are you feeling, Sylvia?
Well, my hands are beginning to buzz and tingle, and I can start to feel energy kind of moving through my heart and down into my arms and through my hands into the water.
Yep, that's a good explanation. Yeah, this feels great to me. And she's saying she needs about another probably 20 seconds here. So my hands are getting very, very warm. And you may find that yourself. Everybody has their own different experience here. And they put light codes into the water just special for you. So it's your own personal water. And I'm about ready to taste mine, so she's ready. So everything's completed. So take your water container now and have a sip of water. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine's juicy again. I have lots of saliva now after I drank the water. Very, very juicy. How's yours, Sylvia?
Yes, mine's juicy and very silky today, very smooth.
Okay, so what you might like to do now is we'll bring in another divine being here into this photo here. So, and the males would like to come in, so this will be a different experience. Their energy is stronger typically. It's kind of hard to describe what it's like. The males do most of the healing on the light ship, and the females direct and console the males' doctors as to what to do with you and how to do different procedures. So the females are actually more in charge than the males are. So the males are coming in, and they're just mainly just task-oriented. So their energy is just, I won't say, the word harsh is not correct, and the word intense is not correct, but they're just right to the point. They go from step A to step B instantly. And they're coming in. And here we go. How's your photo doing, Sylvia?
Well, it's changing slightly. I see different light coming off of the face, and just features just seem to shift just a tiny bit, especially in the head. And I feel their energy come in really strongly. It kind of, it's almost like the room sizzles a little bit.
Yes, uh-huh. Okay. When I bring these male life beings into a room, when it starts to get increased quite a bit, you can actually hear, like if I go to an expo and there's okay, back again. I have some technical difficulty here. I had a bunch of static on my phone line, so I don't know what's happening. So anyway, the males are here now. Like I was saying, when they come in, when I go to like an expo and I do a demonstration, all of a sudden the room volume will drop about two-thirds. This is like maybe having a couple thousand people in the room talking and everything just quiets right down. So they're charging your water right now. And again, you know, put one hand on each side of it. And you may feel the difference in energy. It's a little stronger, typically. And they're just very, very intense on what they do. And they put out a lot of love energy to you, so you may even feel that. And it's like we have about 5 more seconds, they're saying. Okay, so I'll sample your water now. And just see how it tastes, your second container. Okay, for mine, it's a little prickly, kind of. It's not as juicy. How's yours, Sylvia?
Well, mine actually got a thicker, like more viscous. And
okay.
It's very smooth, and it does, but it does feel like very... very energized, you know, just I almost feel energy just from taking one sip.
Yeah, I can feel my other container here kind of like buzzing.
Yeah.
That's, oh.
And you're right about the love energy coming through. It's just I really feel strong energy from them, like a healing presence. They really want us to be healed.
Yes, so what we'll do, we'll just allow them to stay activated there on your monitor screen. And like we normally do on each show, we allow them to be with you for an extra half an hour after the show has completed. So you can request healing, too, and they will help you with this here. And right now they're probably working with your heart centers. They'll normally go to the heart first, and then from there they'll find out what's wrong with you. If you have a physical problem, and they'll start working with you. So if you'd like, just... request healing now from these beautiful light being doctors. And just, you know, only do one thing typically, because some people ask for 100 things and, you know, they get kind of confused because they can only do so much in a short amount of time. So just ask for one type of healing. Or if you don't know of anything that you have wrong with you, just ask for a tune-up and they'll start to do this for you. For myself, my body's getting a little bit cooler. And I'm feeling energy, like, buzzing inside of me. I feel like I'm very electric on the inside as they're working with me right now. And remember, these beings are from the creation light ship. This is the energy that created you. And it's the same energy that the source that Jesus used for his healings 2,000 years ago. And this is for his ascension teachings and healings. So the same energy is here now to help everyone on the planet if they're choosing to do the ascension. So, how are you feeling, Sylvia?
Feeling very good. My body got warmer, like hotter, and I felt something going on inside, a very healing presence. So it is individual thing how it happens for each person.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So maybe this would be a good time to talk a little bit about what happens when we go to the Creation Light Ship for healing, what people should know, what they should do, and how to request healing.
Okay, yes. The Light Ship doesn't really work with judgment, okay? So it doesn't matter if you're the right religion or not down here on the earth, you know, how some churches are. If you don't go to that one church, then you're going to be an outcast and never be saved, you know, typically, or whatever. They have no belief at all in religion on the light ship. All they know is that you're connected to the divine through them, and that's all they know about, that you are light energy, and they're light energy, and they're here to help you. As far as your misbeliefs that you may have from churches or judgments or anything, that's what they're there to help you with. So anyway, you don't have to believe in anything, and they'll help you anyway. So when you go to the light ship, what happens is they first find out who and what you are. They work with all sentient beings that are going to be doing the universal shift. And this is on all planets. We'll just use that terminology to keep it very simple here. And they travel interdimensionally throughout time and space, and they go everywhere because they have to find all their creations to help them out. Now, it's up to you. Your spirit automatically will do the ascension. There's no problem with that. But the process is that your body would just love to have the ascension process because it's been here for a long, long time in its genetic makeup, and it's finally at the point of graduating. So it's up to you. Do you choose to flunk your finals, or do you plan to pass your finals? And if you want to flunk your finals, then just don't do any work at all, and don't clear your emotions out to have your spirit with you. If you do want to graduate with flying colors, then get your spirit into your body so you can give your body this wonderful gift of ascension. It happens once every 2,000 years. In our case, this is a 4,000-year cycle. So do honor your body. If you like your body enough, then do the work to help the body out, so it can go to another consciousness and be physical. And your body will be in perfection. And the light ship, it has all of the blueprints of everything created in the light. And actually, you're there. And if you're missing maybe some type of internal organ, or maybe missing a finger or a leg or anything like that, you will be recreated in true perfection. And you'll have everything that you don't have now with you. And then you're going to be a physical life form, with your same body form that you have now in another dimension, with full memory of what you're seeing and doing right now. This is the advantage that you're going to be having. So when you go to the light ship, they scan you to see who and what you are. And from there, you go into the next room, the orientation room. And this orientation room is where you select your team of doctors. And there's many races up there on the light ship. These races working on the light ship are here to help us. So each one of them, typically this is their first incarnation, and they will look typically 3D to us. They're going to be three-dimensional beings as we see them, and this is how they're going to look in their next incarnation. So that they may go to another energy system, another dimension, but they will look 3D to us. So there's dolphins and whales, there's orbs, there's crystals, there's short light beams, maybe 3 foot in height. There's animals that are doing healings on us. There's flowers. There's very tall light beams that may be 15 feet tall. There's one that actually look like us. There's some that are more advanced beings that look like us too. And they use mental telepathy to communicate with us. So they speak all languages with that. And so when you're up there, you're actually speaking all languages. So they're able to communicate with us. And the nice thing is that all of these healings are non-invasive. You're not going to have a problem of trying to process something. They work in the now. And the way you go up to the light ship is, if you've all have seen a sine wave before, a sine wave is just an S turned sideways, and it continues on and on and on with a line going through the center of it. And when the top and the bottom of the sine wave meet, the line going from left to right, that you might want to call zero point, or there's no time. And this no time section is when you are transported to the light ship. So that little point, that's just strictly a little dot to us, if you look at a sine wave, is and contains all the information of who you are. And the way the sine wave is supposed to work is that, down here we have too much negativity, but ideally, okay, on the light ship, we'll just talk about the top sine wave, okay? So as the top sine wave is moving from left to right, as it has consciousness, as it approaches the little dot where the line crosses over and you become a dot, at that point it contains all the information from the sine wave, the top part of the sine wave that was created, okay? And then that thought information is then passed down to the bottom part of the sine wave, the other half a circle, and that creates the new reality. And so each time on the light ship, your reality is changed by your thoughts that way, and this is how healing works on the light ship. Unfortunately, all the books that are out there and new information about, Spirituality 101, about your thoughts controlling, changing your reality, really don't work here because you're not using spiritual energy to do, you know, your manifestations. A lot of the healers, about 98% of them, are using human race consciousness, collective consciousness, to run the energy from a consciousness thought pool, and they run that energy to do healings instead of using your spirit. So what happens is that down here the negativity is so strong that you're not able to tap in to these really high spiritual laws. So if you notice all the different metaphysical books, I can use the word all of them because they all say the same basic thing, but they're going to tell you how you can change your life by changing your thoughts. Religious Science says change your thinking, change your reality, something like that. And it's true, your thoughts do control something, but it's not going to give you an instantaneous manifestation. And on the light ship, that happens. So the negativity is just too strong here. And some people, they get a book and they're really excited, or they buy this brand new DVD that's being sold now the last probably 6 months. The first word is the, and this one starts the letter S. And it's wonderful, a great thing. You're really excited. And then you find out that, gee, this is not really working for me the way it's intended to. You know, you have all these people talking about manifestations, and it's wonderful, and it does work. You know, maybe there's 100 people on the planet who can actually experience an instantaneous manifestation, who can hold their hand out and materialize some dust in their hand or jewelry. You know, Saint Germain did this. You know, he was a person who could do this alchemy, but he was connected to the light ship, and he did not allow the densities to come into him, okay? And there are probably yogis here on the planet who can do that also. So they are connected. But to the average person, this information is like empty promises. You know, it sounds great, and then all of a sudden you try to work these spiritual laws, and they don't work here because of the negativity and the energy that you're holding inside of your body. So they don't tell you on the first page that in order to use these high spiritual laws, you must be in your body 100%, okay? And number two is you have to release all your emotional density so you can come into your body. And then you're going to have, other bodies that you have to release densities out of so that you can really plug into the divine. So I wish every book would say that in there before they, you know, fool you and get you to waste your money on a book that doesn't really work. You know, the people who do manifestations, because you can, you know, use your thoughts to create your reality to a certain extent, but you're using the energy of manipulation because you're using the energy of mass consciousness. You're tapping into that as opposed to your spiritual self, your spirit, to have the spirit manifest the energy. So you're using your head energy in place of your heart energy. There's a big difference there. So, any questions, Sylvia?
Oh, I think that really sums it up. So the only thing I would add to that is as you go to the Creation Lightship for Healing, as we're going to do in a minute, some people will be able to see the ship, the light beings there. Other people will feel what's happening. Each person experiences it differently. But as Ron has said before, if you don't see and you don't feel, it doesn't mean it's not happening. So don't, get discouraged because you might not, especially if it's the first time. So just relax and request your healings, as Ron says. So over to you, Ron, for this year's healing session.
Okay, here we go. So if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring along with you, just think of them in your consciousness right now. And you're going to feel, if you're a feeling person, this beautiful white light energy coming around you. And like I said, you're going to be taken up out of time, so you're going to still have your full consciousness here. You won't be out of your body because you can't be out of your body. If you're out of your body, you will not have a healing. So you don't want to meditate during this process. So we're going up right now, and we're there. And like I said, I'm in two places at once, so I can narrate and see, you know, what's happening to you or to the whole group here. And they work with everybody with the same type of procedure at the same time, so you can have the consciousness, you know, directed there, so you can feel the energies if you wish to. So right now we're going into the body scan room to see who and what you are. And remember, we're out of time. We're in their time now, and their time can be a lot more than ours. And we're going now into another location. This is the location where their light beam doctors are. They're going to be talking with us. We can be there as long as we wish or feel comfortable. And they will not invade your space. They'll only do what you're asking them to do. Remember, they work in the now. So if you go up there and you have a pain in your body, and some people have the belief that they have to experience their pain and know why you have it. So if you only want to have a 20% healing, they won't give you 100% healing because you're asking for a 20%. So they will leave you in pain if you're requesting that up on the light ship. So they will never overstep your free will. So that's the divine law, is that everything is perfect and that this is your experience. And they won't interfere with your experience, and they always see you as perfect. So right now you're going down a long hallway. You selected your team of doctors. Each doctor team has three individual, typically male, energies working with you. And the first room we're going to go into is the room where the beautiful swimming pool is. And this is the liquid light energy water. It's silver and sparkles like diamonds. And right now we're going into this water. And with you are the dolphins now. So if you like dolphin energy, they're here. And I'm going to bring the dolphin energy down to your living room or wherever you are to experience this yourself here. This is the light ship dolphin energy. And you want to request your healings down here. And just maybe concentrate on one or two healings. This is a very short time. If you feel fine, ask for a tune-up. And here we go. Here comes the dolphin energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. And this feels very nice to me. How does it feel to you, Sylvia?
Oh, they're beautiful. Their energy is so wonderful to be with. I love it.
Yeah. That's a lot of people's favorites. They get people started crying, you know, because they love the dolphins so much. They feel that heart energy connection. So I'm going to go on to another location. And this location is where they're going to be helping us. They're showing me lungs, so we'll have our lungs worked with. If you have any kind of breathing condition or just like to be able to breathe better, just request that now. And we'll start to work with our lungs right now. And we're also in another location, and they're working with our feet. So we have somebody out there with tired feet, maybe an ankle problem, a foot problem, arch problem. So they're working with feet right now also. So you may feel heart energy and also feet energy with you. I'll bring in Saint Germain. He's the one who directs the energies down here from the light ship. So he offered to do that for me, so he's coming in now to do this. So he's coming into your living room now, and here comes Saint Germain. This, again, is his first caused creation energy. much different than what you get from the Atlantic Federation, you know, where he's based also. So here he comes. Stronger, stronger. This is his wholeness energy, 100% pure sanctuary energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And we'll also bring in the Vata Prime energy. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So again, request your healings. You may feel your body changing slightly. And we'll go to another location right now. We're going to go to a location where we're going to be working with our hip joints, and we'll start working with our spine. So again, you want to request your healings. Remember, they always see you in the now as perfect. And so if they do a healing on you, whatever it would be, if they are assuming that that's perfect for you, unless you request additional healing. But don't anticipate that they're going to keep working with you over and over and over again. So you give one request, you get one healing. Request again, you get another healing. So keep asking. I'll bring in another divine energy. And Mother Mary is very nice. She always loves to come in. So again, here comes this very sacred energy of Mother Mary. And again, this is her first cause energy of her creation on the light ship. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. She feels very nice, very comforting. What do you sense, Sylvia?
Yeah, just a deep sense of comfort, peace, and love, and just it feels like you're being embraced by someone. It's just beautiful.
Okay, we'll do probably a couple more healings here, then we'll come back here. So we're going to go to another room on the Creation Light Ship. And they're showing me the beautiful flowers up there. So we're going to now go into the room where they have beautiful flowers. Some flowers are very large. Some are about 4 foot in diameter. And they go down to, you know, small ones like we have here. And as you go into this beautiful room, you can smell the sweetness of the flowers. It's just very, very beautiful, all their fragrances. And all the flowers kind of turn and look at you. Remember, they're conscious beings just like you are, even though they're a flower. And they're going to do their healing across the room. You can see little small containers of some of their nectar and honey. It's very, very nice. And you can have that for a sample, too, if you like. So let's go do that right now. We're going to walk across the room. And we're going to take the first little container. I see 8 of them there. And number one, it's like a little eyedropper in a sense. And it has like one little drop on it. And we have our mouth open, and we're going to put a little drop on our tongue. Okay, that one just happened. And, my saliva is changing down here. How's yours doing, Sylvia?
Yeah, my mouth just got kind of full and juicy.
Yeah. And now let me give us another one just to sample here. And I'm starting to feel very full, very interesting. Number mm-hmm. 2 here. Okay, so we're going to do our tongue right now up on the light ship. There we go. This one tastes more like chlorophyll. I can feel like that's how it would taste to me.
Yeah, it hits you on a different part of your tongue, kind of toward the back. It's definitely more of a green thing.
Yeah. They'll do one more for us so we don't get confused here. So let's see what they're going to want to take. Looks like the honey from some of the bees that are there. So we're going to have some honey now. Light ship honey. their mouth is open, and they're going to put a little taste of this right now. Oh, man, it's very, very smooth. The whole inside of my mouth is coated with this beautiful, oh, man, it feels great.
Yeah.
So you should all be having the same experience. This is real. This is real time. You're up on the light ship in physical form. And the reason why you're sampling this and feeling this is because it's being transmitted down here to you also as you come back into this reality. So I'll start to come back from the light ship here. And we've got our little healing tonight. I do conference calls, doing one tonight. They're an hour long for only $20. If you're interested, you know, connect with me. And I do three sessions a week. And if you're interested in healing, this is, you know, just a wonderful way to have it, you know. Massage practitioners charge, you know, $10 to probably $5 a minute, and for $20 for a whole hour is quite a bargain. So, and you get these divine beings working with you, and you start rubbing elbows with the masters and healers and everything else up there, and the angels. It's just wonderful. So we're now going back into the next room, which is the orientation room, and the doctors are talking with us. This is a personal journey between you and them on your healing. And they're ready to bring us back now, so we're going into the transporter room, and our animals and pets are now coming with us. So we're seeing them now, and we're holding them. And they're putting around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy, which we can utilize for the next 5 days if you wish. And just request your healings, and I'd say drink the water probably tonight if you can, both containers. And if you have any extra that you cannot drink, then put it into your bath water. You're going to be amazed how this water feels. So here we go. We're coming back down with this beautiful cocoon energy around us. We're going through this beautiful white light tunnel, and now we're here. So I hope I have some seers out there. If I did have some seers, if you can give me an email, that'd be wonderful. It's healing@creationlightship.com. And I'd love to read the emails on people's experiences that they had on the light ship. And if you'd like to do an emotional clearing with me to get you more into your body so you can do your true, you know, soul purpose down here, to be more creative and to do the ascension for your body, then, you know, I'd be happy to do a clearing for you. I do this between 10 and 10 East Coast time, so I'm available most of the days to do this. So just give me a call. We can get an appointment going with you. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
I feel wonderful. Thank you so much. It's such a privilege to take part in these healings. And what you said a minute ago about the conference calls, I just wanted to really express to the listeners how wonderful they really are. To have a full hour of healing on the Creation Light Ship is just wonderful, and the more often I think that you do it, the more profound healings that you have, and your whole attitude towards life changes, your vibration rate changes, so it really is incredible. Negativity just kind of falls away from your life because you're so used to being in that wonderful positive environment. And like Ron said, for $20, it's really incredible. So please call him if you're interested in that. It's just a blessing to be part of that. And the last thing I have to say is you might want to mention, Ron, about the San Francisco Expo in case anyone's listening that would be in that area this coming weekend.
Yeah, it'll be the weekend after this one.
And
yeah.
After, okay.
It'll be 2 weeks. This weekend I'm going to Palm Beach, Florida. And the next week I'll be at the San Francisco Expo there. So it's the New Living Expo. So if you're around, just come in and say hi to me, and I'll be glad and happy to meet you. So I'm going to leave you with some beautiful peace energy from the light ship. So again, just kind of sit back and relax. And here comes the peace energy. I'll bring that into your living room, and then we'll just sign off. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and the light beam will be activated for about a half an hour. So at half past the hour, she will leave you, or they will leave you. The males are there now. So ask for healing, and you know, they're there to assist you if you'd like that. So, and they will not go past your free will. So I'll be signing off here, and we'll be on the next show here, which will be Wednesday. And just check the schedule. I believe it's at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock West Coast Time. So thank you all for coming, and blessings to all of you.
Blessings to all. Good night.
Night.